This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined by Steve Frazee and Bill Holsinger-Robinson. We're going to be chatting about the Hub Grand Rapids and TEDx Grand Rapids. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, doing really well.
So what exactly is the Hub? Is it an incubator, a co-working space, a club? What are you guys planning?
Well, it's all of those things. It's all of those things and more. Hub Grand Rapids is a installation of, it's the local version of a global network called the Hub Network that are in going to be close to 40 major cities around the world coming up in 2013. And it is a collaborative co-working space where people get together and they work on making money and meaning in their lives.
Okay. And what types of businesses and creatives will it appeal to?
Well, it's designed to appeal to all types of people, from young people that are just now in college or getting out of college to people that have been running businesses as CEOs for a long time. The focus is around something we call social entrepreneurship, which is the idea of applying entrepreneurial techniques to social problems through the vehicle of business.
Now, what exactly, for those who aren't familiar with social entrepreneurship, can you get into some more details on that? Because I've heard, you know, the buzz phrase for so many years.
Yeah, many people have. Sure. And it kind of goes like this. An entrepreneur looks at a marketplace and says, I can make money doing a thing. Sees a market opportunity. There's a variety of business opportunities out there, and they say, I can get into that one, and I can make money doing it. A social entrepreneur looks at the world and says, there's a problem. There's a social need, and I can fix that using a business and using entrepreneurial techniques. So the difference really is the intention of the work. The intention of a social entrepreneur is to create positive human outcomes through the work of their business.
Okay. So a deeper purpose.
Yeah, a deeper purpose. And what they're finding... Go ahead, Bill.
I was going to say, and it's not necessarily a new concept either. I mean, there are businesses, particularly in the West Michigan area, that have been thinking about this for a long time and changing their businesses accordingly. You have great businesses like Cascade Engineering, as an example, that focuses on this kind of triple bottom line methodology for measuring their outcomes in the world. You have companies like Herman Miller, who... you know, both their environmental stewardship as well as how they think about their employee owners has really set the stage for a lot of these kinds of activities and making the world a better place as well.
Now, I know there's other hubs around the world, as you mentioned. How will this one connect to those? Is there interaction between all of them?
Yes, as a matter of fact. The Hub is an association of independently owned and operated locations all throughout the world. There is a leadership team, both globally and in North America, that we are now a part of. The other exciting piece for us too is that as we come online as a brand new hub, the hub in the Bay Area, which is mostly the San Francisco and the Berkeley hub, will serve as our sister city. So, you know, this gives us a really amazing kind of connection into kind of one of the more active hubs in the world, as well as opportunities to connect with entrepreneurs and investors in the Bay Area as well, which is a really great formal relationship, I think, for everybody in West Michigan.
Now, I know a few weeks ago you did an event at the Graham. When are you going to specifically launch and open your doors?
Well, that's a good question. We're scheduled right now looking at a late May, early June open date.
Okay.
We're in the process of finalizing our fundraising round. And so what we're doing is we're running events as pop-ups.
Okay.
You know, bringing the service that the Hub Grand Rapids entity will be bringing into the community outside of having a space. And then once we get a space, all of that will start happening in the space.
Okay. And do you have a location picked out yet, or are you still looking at places?
I don't know. Are we talking about that publicly yet, Bill?
Probably not yet. We do have a space. We actually have an architect going through the space and construction folk, and our design team is going through and kind of mapping everything out. But we're just not quite ready to make an announcement of the official location yet.
Sure. Now, have you had a chance to visit some of the other locations? If so, which ones, and what struck a chord with them about?
Well, Bill and I both went out to San Francisco to visit the Bay Area Hub, which is a fantastic space. Their space is about 20,000 square feet on two floors, where the best and the brightest of the Bay Area are showing up on a regular basis now to do social enterprise work. You know, what really clicked for us early on is that Bill and I, Bill and I met and began working together through the TEDx initiative,
right?
TEDx Grand Rapids. Mm-hmm. And what we found was that, you know, on this one day in May, we bring together, you know, hundreds, almost, well, thousands now of people who are really interested in doing well and doing good.
Mm-hmm.
And how could we potentially get them together on a regular basis, not just for one day?
Right.
And what we found when we went out to Hub Bay Area is that's exactly what these hub locations do. They create a space for people to interact and collaborate on doing well and doing good every single day.
And it's important to say too. I mean, this is all about work as well. I mean, there is a certain thought leadership and kind of commonality in thinking about the world and thinking about problem solving.
Mm-hmm.
But all the people that are getting together in the Bay Area Hub and you know, we're designing this for Hub Grand Rapids too. This is an actual place to work. This is where independent entrepreneurs, small companies, large companies with their entrepreneurship programs and executives are actually getting work done as well. And so there's an attitude of moving not just thought forward, but actual projects forward.
Yeah, that's a good point. Actually, 40% of our space is assigned to small team offices, so people can have a dedicated space to get their work done.
Now, Steve, you mentioned obviously TEDx, the energy from the people getting together there. But what else do you feel makes Grand Rapids a good fit for Hub?
Well, you and I have talked before here.
Yes.
That there's something fantastic happening in West Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to call it. A becoming, a blossoming, some sort of just amazing change. But it's definitely happening. There's great energy here, and on top of that, whatever that thing is. There's also, you know, this wonderful history of manufacturing, a great history of design thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're seeing is that not only does Hub Grand Rapids give a place for people to come together and do work together, as Bill was saying, it's a lot about work, but we, through the Hub Network, are giving visibility to all of these great historic skill sets that are here in West Michigan to the rest of the world through the Hub Network.
Mm-hmm.
So it ends up being a portal to the rest of the world. And we have, as we said, you know, there'll be 40 locations around the world in the Hub Network, and all of them are doing this great work, but they're going to need things like design thinking. They're going to need to build things of manufacturing, advanced manufacturing, rapid prototyping. And so what we're doing is making the genius of West Michigan available through the Hub Network to the rest of the world.
So somebody may have a seed of an idea here in Grand Rapids, but there may be the people who help them put more of it together in San Francisco or perhaps in another location and work together through that collaboration.
And vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
People that have ideas in San Francisco, they're saying, okay, now I've got to make this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Who do I work with to make this thing? And
right.
What we're going to say is we'll come out to West Michigan and meet people that help make beautiful things.
Sure. Now, what exactly will folks get for being a member, and do you know at present what memberships are going to run and where they can sign up?
Sure. You want to talk about that, Bill?
Most definitely. Yeah, so we've got a series of memberships that have already been established. If you go to the Hub Grand Rapids site and click join, actually one of the things that we're looking for right now is establishment of the first 50 founding members. We're really planning on having these members be the people that help kind of set both the cultural tone as well as help us understand what kind of support services we need to wrap around everything. The membership basically starts out fairly simply at a Hub supporter level, which is $149 a month, which basically gets people access to the space 4 days a month, as well as deep kind of community connection there, and that goes all the way up to what we refer to as the Hub Curator membership, which is $395 a month, gets people 24/7 access to the space, connection to the community, all of the kind of shared assets, printers, and whatever tools are needed as well. And that gives them access to all of the programming that we provide as well. One of the things that we're really excited about is that over the course of the last few months, we've secured a grant from the MEDC as a part of a re-architecture of the Grand Rapids Smart Zone. In that process, the MEDC is basically entrusting us to provide some programming for the entrepreneurial community in West Michigan. And so our hub members are going to get access to that programming, whether that's understanding the finances of a startup, to design thinking, to leadership, to techniques around building social enterprises, to kind of the whole wide range of things.